Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's a beautiful song from a local group of guys called Modern Ties. Of course, you might also know them as Black Tie Stereo. Modern Ties is all their original tunes, and you can find them out there on streaming services as Modern Times to hear the Ties, T-I-E-S. I know that might have come across as if I said Times, but it was Ties. They've been around for quite a while, and damn, that song is so good. That song, I think they put out 3 or more years ago. Worth sharing, and also I noticed that Black Tie Stereo, which I hadn't seen their name in a while, unfortunately hadn't been paying as close of attention to some of the music scene as I could be. Of course, that's why I need your help, Northeast PA, to tell me who the bands are that you like, where our local talents are, because that's what we do as part of the Nikki Stone Show, is we lift up those who are doing some amazing things. And I think the way you put music together and lyrics together is pretty darn magnificent, to say the very least. And I thank those people who do share their talents like that. And I like to put them in the spotlight. Well, Black Tie Stereo, the cover band, which is also Modern Ties, they're going to be doing the grand reopening of the V-Spot. So I guess they had shut down for a little bit to do some what they call sick renovations, pretty cool renovations from what I understand. And they're going to kick off the grand reopening Saturday, January 13th. So something to definitely keep in mind as you're planning places to be, people to see, where you need to go. That might be part of your plans as we move into this 2024. Now, this weekend, they are calling for some sort of snowfall. We'll believe it when we see it. This show brought to you by the good local people at Campus Jewelers. If you're in financial trouble, you need help making ends meet. Campus Jewelers, who have been in business for 30 plus years at this point, they're here for you. Visit campusjewelers.com today. And if you get a chance to visit them in Luzerne, nice little store. We have another holiday coming up that you might need a jeweler for. Jake, how many days till Valentine's Day? I thought you would have that done.
10 days.
Yeah, a month and 10 days.
Yeah.
Do you keep reminding Kelly, telling her that you want like a new coach for the Steelers for
she
that?
She knows that by now.
Okay. Or does she keep reminding you that it's just that far away? And are you planning a great gift?
I don't need to be reminded.
I never met a guy before in my life that kept track of. There's a holiday in February, really? President's Day. I get the day off. Do I get a day off for that? That should be a mandatory holiday.
I think we are off, I believe.
What, for Valentine's Day?
No, not Valentine's Day, President's Day.
I say switch it. We haven't had a good president in at least 4 years.
But that's none of my business.
But who's paying attention? Do we have to celebrate when the president sucks? I was just asking for a friend. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I think Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, I think we have those off, and I believe Veterans Day this year, too.
That means we have not this coming Monday, but the following Monday is off.
Yeah.
And last I checked, we were a 24-hour business 7 days a week, even on holidays. So I don't even understand the concept of being off in this business for said such stuff. But at 40 years into the business, I'm not going to argue about it either. How's that? All right. So we were talking about the raise in minimum wage that could cause some local companies to go out of business. All right. When, you know, I understand that the whole idea of minimum wage was set up to protect workers, to make sure that they were getting a fair shake. But I think we're long past $2 or less an hour slave labor. We're long past that. In fact, actually, the market kind of does dictate what people should be paying. I think the more we raise minimum wage, we have now eliminated starter positions for kids to learn a work ethic, to learn skills, to do a job. If you're going to sit around and complain that you only get paid minimum wage anywhere, your fault, not the people paying it. Your fault. It's your responsibility to do better for yourself. Prove your worth. Apply for jobs that pay more. Work hard to show that you're worth more. Is this a strange concept? Am I allowed to say this out loud? It bothers me that places, small businesses could go out of business because they're being dictated that they now have to go up to a certain minimum that could drag them down. It does. Because I don't think anybody's paying just minimum wage because they don't value people. I think it may, some little businesses have struggles. Now, there are, like I said, businesses in our own area that are considered small businesses that pay well over $15 an hour. And I did get a text message from Michelle Orlandini, the owner of Ace Handyman Services. We're hiring and we start our craftsmen a lot higher than $15 an hour. Our office number is 570-299-5951. I'm going to repeat that because if you're looking for a job or know somebody that's looking for a job who would like to make well over $15 an hour, this is a number that you can call. It's full-time, steady work. Full-time and steady, 570-299-5951. Another text message. Hey, Nikki, you know what always seems to sell during snowstorms? Agostino's pizza shells. Ooh, instead of French toast. Now, there's a twist for you. Better get them while they last. Because they're calling for snow this weekend. Yes, they are. And Yogi wanted to tell me that when we were talking about the roads and we're talking about cars flipping over, or not cars, tractor trailers driving too fast, going off an exit. 380 used to run east and west in the 80s. And in the 90s, he used to run it twice a week. I forgot the reason why they designated it north and south then. You think east, west, north and south people could understand, but you know, they changed a lot of things, like the way you do math to begin with. So maybe east, west, north and south aren't what we think they are. I don't know. Why did they change it? Like, it either runs east and west or runs north and south. And this 380 whined so much that they can't figure out how it actually runs. Could that be it? I don't know. Or maybe it got too confusing because you had 80 east and west. You had 84 east and west. 380, is 380 what actually brings you to 81? It could be confusing. That they wanted you to know you were going north and that you were going to end up going north if you went north. And the way, I don't know, it's, don't ask me to think that much today. Shut up, Nikki. Talking about vacation days. I know you need your vacation days, Rob. I get you. I will be quiet now. All right. Low minimum wage also shuts some people out of getting a job. Had a friend who lives out in rural community and his son, not of driving age, got a part-time at a diner washing dishes. Friend told me he is actually paying out in gas is equal to what the kid made. Well, so you have to drive far to for the kid to get to the job, and it's costing you. Well, now, did your kid get a job because he needed to add to the... Everybody has a complaint about something. You live in a rural community. Sometimes there aren't that many jobs available. In my little rural community, we have a diner, a bowling alley. We're going to get a restaurant back somewhere. We have a car parts place, a bank, Dollar General. Few places to get a job. So yours, that must be more rural. But again, not the fault of the place. The diner is. Are there other places anywhere near to get a job? And can't do you think or perceive that that place should be paying more for what would be considered a starter position? Now, I know other places that were starting their dishwashers well above $15 an hour because they considered the position of a dishwasher to be very important, because you certainly do not want your patrons complaining that the dishes are dirty, yuck, not cleaned very well, and they found it to be a very serious and intricate detail of running a restaurant. So they were paying over $15 an hour. And this is years ago, pre-COVID, that they were doing it. And you also guarantee that your dishwasher is not going to walk out mid-shift on you because he's getting a decent paycheck. So there's more than one side to every story. And there is not a one-size-fits-all world. But we want it to be one-size-fits-all. In the midst of it being one-size-fits-all, somewhere, it's going to burst at the seams for some people. We'll be back. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. All right. I'm sorry. I'm answering a text message. All right. I don't like to ignore important text messages. Thank you for texting in 570-883-0098. We hear Baker Street a lot from Jerry Rafferty when we talk about him. I thought right down the line, man, did we forget about that one? Good tune. Another great, almost forgotten tune. Jerry Rafferty was a Scottish singer, songwriter, musician, record producer as well. He was with Steeler's Wheel, too. And I was torn, Jake. Stuck in the Middle with You is a great tune, you know? But right down
the left me, Joker's to the right. Here yep. I am.
Here I am. You just described
song,
my whole life. So at any rate, he passed away on this day, 2011. He was born April 16th of 1947. He, let's see, what did he die of? He died of liver failure at home. See, liver failure, I believe, let's see, well, let me put my glasses on to really... pay attention to this. He was put on a life support machine, treated for multiple organ failure, taken off life support. They actually thought he might recover at this point, but it was January 4th of 2011 at just 63 years old. I do believe that he did as well struggle with addiction problems. So there was a long story to go along with that. WILK AM 103.1 FM. Let's see. Low minimum wage also shuts some people out of getting a job. Well, okay, that was the one we read earlier. There was another one that I had seen. And the problem with people today, and I get it to a certain extent, it might to a certain extent, but there's other things that sometimes we need to use our imaginations to try to find things for our kids to do, too, I guess. Or I don't know. I don't know. But I can't put the blame on the business. I can't say now if this business couldn't find people to wash dishes for minimum wage, they might start paying more. But it might be difficult for them because I don't know how good is the diner. How much business do they really do if the community is so rural? Are there enough people to support the said business. And yeah, I understand. You're not going to legislate anybody into being a good person. There are greedy people out there. Nobody started a business because they wanted to just stay poor their whole entire lives either. But a lot of times there might be a bit more to share for certain positions. I get all of that. I also worked at places where I bused tables at one point, and the waitresses were supposed to be trusted to share the tips with the bus person. Some waitresses were nicer than others. Some you don't know if they told the truth or not. That sort of stuff. But maybe the others, if the wage is so low, that work there and know that this is an intricate part, they could share some of theirs as well. But people don't want to share either. I mean, again, so many sides to every story. You don't know, but there are small businesses that it could be cost prohibitive and not make sense. And there are some positions that don't warrant $15 an hour. Because it's a starter position, a learning position. Some of getting out there into the workforce is about learning the skills, doing the job, and moving on. I wonder why that's such a hard concept to understand. All right, 570-883-0098. But somebody said the problem with people today is there are too many people in the boat and not enough rowing it. Does seem that way now, doesn't it? It really does. All right. Then we got into this discussion. Yes, we do know odd numbers run north and south. Even numbers run east and west on our interstates. But we're talking about 380, which is north and south. 380 runs north and south. So why? It used to be east and west. Now it runs north and south. And that one throws the whole theory off. So it's not always that way. It's like your vowels are A-E-Y-O-U and sometimes Y. Not always, but sometimes. No. Thank you, Doug, for checking in today. I feel like we should do like a roll call check today. I know we hear from Body Shop Guy a lot, and it's good to hear from him. And we hear from Tony from Pittston. Good to hear from him. And Elle checked in today. And we have a few new people. We had Andrew in Kingston and Jerry. And was he in Sawyersville, I think? You could just text in really quick and just tell me the town where you're.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening. Just a real quick, this is where I'm at, Nikki. I appreciate it. I think that's good to do. Nikki, I'm a little late with this text, but you were talking about the $15 an hour wage. I just went to Burger King, got a junior Whopper, double cheeseburger, two small fries, no drink, $16. So you got the junior Whopper, double cheeseburger. Small fry, no drink, 16. That does seem like a lot. It does. See, so, you know, one Whopper to pay 1 hour's worth of work. It reminded me of the commercial where is the beef? It looked like a cheeseburger. So, yeah, just the more that's paid out, it's coming out of our pockets, too. It is. Our food service and hospitality industry needs to get away from tipping. They need to charge decent rates for decent labor and pay people. No, they don't. Listen, oh my Lord, this is what's wrong with the world today. I know waitresses and waiters that will argue with you over that. Not a lot of jobs. Like, I didn't come in here today at the end of the day and say, ooh, I could walk out of here with $300, $400 just for sitting here today. Jake? Can you walk out of here with like an extra $300-$400 in your pocket today? Like on a Thursday. Like this, if you don't like tips, you're not a good, you're a horrible waitress or waiter for the most part. I don't mean to insult anybody, but when you get the right job at the right place, bartenders, wherever, maybe it's different in today's world, but there were nights when I was bartending, you could walk away with $200-$300 in your pocket. Easy. No, they don't need to get away from that. And those people work for their money. The problem is today, I went into a bar one night. The girl looked like she barely got out of bed to go bartend. All right. She was miserable and tired. I don't know if she was tired, but she looked miserable and nasty. She wasn't even nice. So if she's not making tips, it's on her. Not on the place. Well, the place that's... customers probably don't... I haven't been back since. Not that I drink, but to even get food. You are responsible for what you make. And I think if... of course, I'd probably go broke if I asked people to tip me here. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. Where are the shiny, happy people, Jake?
Good question.
I try. I think the concept of not touching minimum wage is quite simple. Because the more minimum wage goes up, the more people demand more money, the more the cost of living is going to go up. And nobody's going to win here. Somebody said, I think it's hilarious that you think $15 an hour is a lot of money. I didn't say I thought it was a lot of money. Not in today's world, it's not. But I'm going to say it as if there needs to be starter positions for kids. And some kids do not deserve to just have to walk out of their house and make $15 an hour for just showing up and barely breathing. Because even that, for some, at some of these places where you see them working, is too much effort. Correct me if you really think I'm wrong. I mean, and that's no offense to those who are actually going, who give you service with a smile, who don't seem like they're bothered. I walked into a bank the other day. The girl looked like, it was Saturday, and oh, it's too bad you have to work Saturdays. I get it, but you're not work open until 7, 8 o'clock on a Friday night anymore. All right, so you had to go into work on a Saturday. No, bank, credit union, whatever. And she really, like, disgusted. All she could do to get dressed, to be there and talk to a customer and be nice. Again, part of your job, greeting people, being nice to people, acting like you care, like I can trust you with my money. Too much to ask. And I'm sure she was making somewhere around 15 or more an hour. But the other thing with the $15 an hour deal is some people busted their humps, worked hard to make over $15 an hour. And now when you want to raise the minimum wage to 15-ish an hour, you just diminished all the work that those who put the blood, sweat, and tears in for years have done. Because now they essentially are making less. Not a hard concept to understand unless you're one of those people who are just like, give me more for doing less. So I can put my feet up on this desk, lay back, and if a customer comes in 5 minutes from now, I'll pay attention to them. I witnessed that as well. It's like you can't even tell people to do their job well anymore because you're afraid they're going to quit. We can't speed them up because I go through a register the other day. There used to be times where good cashiers out there that can just do that job so well. Well, if you can find a cashier at all anymore. And yeah, there's two sides. Like, so they're raising minimum wage. So they're taking away cashiers. They're putting in self checkouts. Now you're working and not even getting paid at all, but you don't have a problem with that. And you know what? That's working to those big companies' benefits. Because then they pay less. And it's not just, you know, it might be expensive to get this equipment to put in. But now they're not paying workmen's compensation. on employees. They're not paying the employees any medical benefits and the employees. So they're saving a lot of money by not having to have people in those positions. But when they do have them, you're thankful that they're there and they can be as slow as molasses doing a job that they used to, you know, because if you tell somebody to go too fast at their job, you might be stressing them out. But we should pay them X amount of dollars. I mean, fine. Take minimum wage up to $100 an hour. I told you this before. It doesn't bother me. Because what you're missing the point is minimum is always going to be minimum. And someone is always going to think that they deserve more. Not too hard. All right. I don't think it's that difficult to understand. Plymouth Township, thank you for checking in. Wanamie, good that you're here today. Wes Pittston, my buddy Doug, checking in. Gary from Stockton 8, you know I love you. I appreciate hearing from you. Keep them coming. 570-883-0098. Cabinet guy, even numbers go east to west. Yes, except for 380. So, cabinet guy, you need to get me the explanation for 380. I'd appreciate it. We'll be right back. WILK. What a dance it is, Jake. John Michael Montgomery. He is ready to say goodbye to touring himself. I've been fortunate and blessed to be able to do what I love for so many years. John Michael's hits include this one right here. I love it. Good tune. Along with Be My Baby Tonight and Sold, the Grundy Country Auction tune. Good stuff. WILK AM 103.1 FM. I don't know, Jake. You can't explain math to people, can you? Not at all.
No, so, and I'm from Nanticoke. If a good
we can raise minimum wage to anything you want it to be, if you just want to show up and text radio stations all day while you're at work and get paid to do it, I suppose. And then cry that you're not making enough money, because $15 an hour is not much money. Here's what's difficult. You think $15 is big bucks. Well, minimum wage is not supposed to be a big buck, I'm going to get rich quick deal. That's what you don't understand. Minimum wage will always be what it is, minimum. You know, lowest possible, lowest common denominator. Maybe you understand that phrase. Did that sound like an insult, Jake? Because there are lowest common denominators out there. This is what it is. And you're going to argue with me. Well, I hope somebody's not paying you even $15 an hour to text me all day. It's not a hard concept. Kingston, thanks for checking in. No, it's not Dave. But hey, if you missed Dave, he hasn't checked in with me in a while. Maybe he can call and explain. No, never mind. And then somebody else said, if you say that you are responsible, well, how did they say this? All right. I think the problem that goes farther, everything has nothing to do with minimum wage, but the work ethic that is instilled in youth nowadays. Pathetic. I started work at $3.15 an hour and worked my butt off. Nowadays, you pay $15 an hour and they won't do crap. Exactly. Oh, it's bad. It really has to do with how our children are being raised, but by on a whole scheme of things. Like, it's not just the parents can try to instill the work ethic. There's a lot more to it as well, though, when they're told they can't do this and can't do that, and everybody's afraid of a lawsuit here and there. It's kind of diminished. There's less places for kids to start, too. You know, and yeah, when they have their cell phones out, they need to be put away when you're supposed to be working, right? And they weren't allowed to just have their earphones in and do their own thing. Yeah, I get it. There's a big problem out there. There is a big problem out there. I won't argue with that. And even when you do try, you're told you're wrong in from other sources as well. Trust me. And here's somebody willing to tip me. They said, only bet on fast horses. Thanks. Appreciate the tip. If you say you are responsible for what you make, then there should be no minimum wage. And if you don't want to work for some place that pays lower than a certain price, you don't work there. The whole concept of setting a minimum wage is the cost of living and making sure people aren't taken advantage of. But again, it's a starter position. It's not, you know, you're starting high atop the ladder. That's the deal. And there are plenty of jobs out there in 2024 that pay well above minimum wage. But you want to sit here and say, well, I just want to sit back, put my feet up on a desk, do a whole lot of nothing, or lean my elbows on the counter and do nothing and get paid $15 an hour. We'll be back. Jake, this can set off another whirl of controversy. The words of Don Dokken. He believes political correctness has gone too far and advises his band not to comment on women's appearances because they'll sue you. Don, who is, you know, Dokken, the band, essentially, he made his claims during an appearance on a podcast recently. He said in the 80s, it was all about girls in short skirts and push-up bras. He says, now this was all transcribed by Blabbermouth, by the way. Nowadays, I told the band, I go, if a girl comes backstage and she's dressed to the nines, you can't comment and say, wow, your butt looks good in that mini skirt, or wow, your boobs are hanging, something like that. They'll sue you for saying that. I mean, the whole PC political correct thing has gone too far. He continued, if women are dressed like that, you think it's because they want a compliment. They want you to notice. I love when they say, don't look in my eyes when the shirt is so low cut that, I mean, you're kind of blinded before you can see the eyes. But that might just be me, and even as from a woman's point of view. So Don might have a problem here. He pointed to a Spanish soccer president who kissed star player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without consent following Spain's World Cup victory last August. He said all the coach did was give her a kiss, a little kiss, and she said, I didn't agree to that. And it's on the news and goes to the government, and they fire him. Now, I don't know. Now, on the other hand, that, I think, an unwelcome kiss is an unwelcome kiss. And I once worked for a guy who was trying to congratulate me on something, and he says, how about giving me a kiss, and points to his lips, and I told him where to shove it. Yeah, it did happen to me. I did, and that didn't go down too well. I actually walked away from that job. I loved that job. It was great. But I ended up walking away because I did try to bring it to people's attention, and nothing was really done about it, and I didn't care at that point. I walked away with my integrity. But yeah, an unwanted kiss on the lips is different, but I don't know what the culture in Spain is, all right? And Dokken went on to say, it wasn't like he grabbed her butt or stuck his tongue in her mouth. He just gave her a kiss because he was excited. They won and said, and he said, well, wait a minute. In Russia and France, when you meet somebody, they kiss you on the left cheek and the right cheek. That's just French and Russian culture. And Spanish, so the guy was excited, they won, and the girl goes public. He shouldn't have kissed me. I wasn't down with that. But the other stuff that he's saying, I don't know. You know, like, if you can't give somebody a compliment anymore because then it's considered harassment for some reason. It's true. Your view on that and your take on that, more than welcome. Let's go to Gary from Mill City. Hello, Gary. Always great to hear from you, my friend.
Nikki, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Long time since I've called in. Talking about the minimum wage, once again, if people would open their eyes, it is something the government has created in our country. Mm-hmm. Minimum wage was never intended to be a lifelong job or a household sustaining job. Mm-hmm. It was for part-time workers, mothers that went to work, college students, high school students. Because of our trade policy, free trade, our government over-regulating, over-taxing, and shipping our jobs overseas with no punishment. They ship their goods back in with no tariffs. President Trump worked on that, but nobody else wanted to work on it with them. So the government created it. Illegal immigration, over-immigration of low-skilled workers, no factories, no big anything anymore. Everything is retail.
And,
the government created it.
Raise minimum wage. The only ones that really make out is the government getting more taxes off of that wage.
And people got to realize the government subsidizes all these job training programs when people lose their jobs because of government. And it's just a never-ending circle of throwing taxpayers' dollars away.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a proper education system in this country, when kids graduated high school, I went to, at the time, RCA, when they closed because of NAFTA, it was TCE. I went to making $3 an hour working construction to $6 an hour working at RCA at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, there are no factories.
Mm-mm.
There are no anything. And the government, if you graduate high school and aren't capable of doing a job, why would the government pay for an employer to train people? I've never gotten trained by the government. Wherever I went, they trained me and I got paid to train. The government was no part of it.
Exactly.
The government destroys everything they touch, and it's time people wake up. The war in Ukraine is because of our government telling Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons.
I got to go to the news. I might have to leave
government,
you on hold till after the
problem.
News. You could stay on hold.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.